T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
I talk.
Just talk.
Like for a living?
Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
They pay me for that.
That's why they pay me.
Well, gotta get back to work.
Let's begin.
If your blankies feel especially comfortable this morning, it's 23 degrees and the wind chill is 14.
I keep my heat on 69.
Atta girl.
Okay, good for you.
I'm manifesting, okay?
Okay.
You have to believe it. You have to see it. It's like a vision board.
Yes, you're right.
But I slept last night in a sweatshirt, sweatpants, socks. I was so cold with I have a sheet, like a comforter, and then a blanket.
And you didn't wake up hot and sweaty?
No, that's how I knew it was really cold.
Oh, man, I would have woken up just sweating.
Sweat. No. Yeah.
I don't care what the temperature is outside. I sleep in my underwear, period. I can't sleep in all that stuff.
Sometimes I do. I don't know. I was like, you know when you're just cold? It hasn't been that. We've talked about this. It hasn't really been that cold. We've really lucked out. And like the past couple days, I've just felt like icy.
Oh, yeah, it has. And I'll be honest with you. I'm like Dale. I just sleep in underwear. Yeah, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, I can't just, every single time I wake up in the middle of the night just burning up, just sweating, can't do that.
Oh
last night, though, was a perfect, perfect night. Perfect sleeping weather. I see, look, if it's going to be winter, let's go ahead and have winter and do it, and then we'll have spring. Okay, it's winter time. Let's just have winter.
I'm with it. My body's been depressed naturally since November 1st.
Yeah. It's sad.
Oh, man. So we got a lot to get to today. We've got the running of the balls. We're going to qualify you for the mega ticket again today. And you know, this time of the year is usually when we find out what the summer tours are going to be. You know, for everybody, no matter what kind of music they play, we find out about what kind of tours there are. And I found out about a really cool one that I'm going to tell you about just a little bit later. I think you're going to dig this one. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase.
Hey, what CD was that song on, by the way?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. That song comes from Luke Bryan's Tailgates and Tan Lines.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In case you want to add that to your collection, should you not have that already in your personal and private collection. So last night there was a big rivalry basketball game between Kansas State and Kansas. Now, Kansas is always a big powerhouse every year. They're a major college basketball force. They belong right in there with Carolina and Kentucky and Duke. They're that kind of team.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the game last night, Kansas had Kansas State by like 22 points. But there was a fight. Now, you don't see a lot of basketball game fighting.
Sure.
You see it in baseball.
Hockey,
more than anything
all the
else.
Time.
Well, hockey, that's just a fight on ice with a few rules. This is one of these things where it's like, I don't believe what I'm seeing.
It was pretty intense. It's 81-59, end of game, right? There's like 1 second left. The Kansas State player steals the ball, goes to shoot it. The Kansas player blocks it. And then like kind of like in his, you know, it's a proud moment for him. That's what you do in basketball. You block the basket.
That player's
defense.
That player's name is D'Souza, and he stood over him like, hey, check that out, huh? What you think? Come on.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I do when I nail a joke in here.
Boom.
What do? I stand up. I'm like, yeah.
So it didn't go over well with the bench. And then they got into something a little more serious. And here's the call live on ESPN2. When this happened, just unfolded in front of
you. That'll do it, this version. And a block to finish. And D'Souza blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
That's not good.
This is a punch call. This is bad.
This is
no. Oh, this is terrible.
Punches thrown.
Yeah.
And this could have ramifications going forward for both teams. Gordon stole the ball, and D'Souza walks over him, but it's a dumb play. And then you'll see the punch is thrown, and D'Souza just goes Holyfield. And D'Souza picked up a chair, which is even more ludicrous.
You just can't do it.
This is an ultimate example of losing your cool.
Okay, the last time a basketball someone picked up a chair was Bobby Knight, the former coach of Indiana, who threw it across the court. That didn't go very well for him.
Sometimes you got to prove a point.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I got to feel these guys are going to be sitting on the bench here for a game or two. We'll see what happens. And we'll see what happens to the team, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase.
Who?
Get this. Summer, always some fun tours going out. You never know who's going to go out on tour. Some people just decide, you know what, I'm going to hook up with so-and-so. We're going to go out. We're going to do some shows this summer. Hall & Oates and Squeeze are going out on a tour this summer. And they're doing some outdoor shows.
Who is Squeeze? What's a song from Squeeze Tempted, that I would know?
Tempted. Try the word.
Tempted by the fruit of an... That one?
That's Squeeze. And Hall & Oates, of course. Going out together. That'd be a fun show.
Did you know Hall & Oates, they don't like to be called Hall & Oates?
They like Daryl Hall and John Oates.
That's why all their albums have it on it.
Two individual guys, but so talented. Man, Daryl Hall can wail a guitar. You've never seen that live from Daryl's house that's on the internet? Check that out, because he brings in all these people like Joe Walsh, and you know, and I saw one the other day with Kenny Loggins on it, and they do these songs live. They just sort of arrange them right there on the fly, and they did Footloose. Daryl has a band there, and Kenny's there, they do Footloose.
Really?
It's really good. It's called Live from Daryl's House. Well, happy birthday to be celebrating today. DJ Jazzy Jeff of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
How old?
55 today.
Isn't that wild?
55. And Steve Perry, former lead singer of Journey, is 71 today. Well, here's a worst nightmare situation. You're out with your kid, you're hiking, and...
That alone, you can stop the story there. That sounds like a nightmare.
Having a kid, yeah.
This guy and his son were hiking in New Hampshire when the man was forced to kill a coyote with his bare hands because the coyote threatened his child. The coyote grabbed, this is so scary, the coyote grabbed Ian O'Reilly's 2-year-old son by his jacket and pulled him to the ground.
Oh my gosh.
The coyote refused to run off and bit Ian on the top of his chest and forearm. Ian got on top of the coyote and used an MMA move to cut off his air supply and killed the animal.
That is a man's man. That goes up there with the guy who punched a kangaroo.
Let me tell you, when something's threatening your child, you will do anything. You will do anything to save your child. Kansas City Chiefs are 1-point favorite, by the way, over the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. It ought to be a great game. 1-point favorite.
Are there any commercials that you're looking forward to? Usually Doritos was on a run that had used to have really good commercials.
They used to. Now they're garbage.
I thought last year the game was trash, the commercials were bad, the halftime show was bad.
Yeah.
This year's the year. Make it up.
That was more just like a bowl. It wasn't really a super.
Right. It was a game.
I get it.
It was a big game. So I saw, I don't know what the product is, but Sam Elliott is in a commercial where he recites the lyrics to Old Town Road.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, you can watch it. It's already up. You can see it. And I don't remember. I just saw the little story about it, but I don't know the product.
I like to wait. Do you watch commercials in advance, or I like to view them?
It depends. It's like you said. You ask, are you excited about any commercials? You know, sometimes you hear about something that's supposedly exceptionally good, And you go, oh, yeah, I want to watch that. I want to see it. But no, not this year.
Budweiser had good ones with, like, the dog and the horse and the Clydesdale horses. And you're just, like, in tears for no reason after 30 seconds.
Yeah, puppies.
Like, well, yeah, why do I not know how to love anything?
Puppies and Clydesdales. How could you go wrong with that? You know what I mean? I wonder what Budweiser spends. I'm sure this is on the internet. I wonder what they spend per year maintaining the Clydesdale horses and all that.
A lot. It's why they had to move their breweries overseas because they can't afford to pay American workers anymore. Enjoy your beer.
I'm glad you told us that. I didn't wake up with the whole show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase have a story here to tell you. And first of all, at the very beginning of the story, this guy in Michigan, he goes into a thrift store and he buys this used couch.
Okay.
All right, first of all, used couch. That's a strong no for me. I could never do that. I could never buy a used couch.
Or a mattress.
No, I can't do that. When I want that brought to my house still wrapped in plastic.
When I lived in Greenville, South Carolina,
yes,
back in 2007 on my first adventure, I bought a couch from an older couple that was at their house, and I felt okay about that.
Okay. Because
you get to go to the house, you see how they live. It's different. That was when Craigslist was big still.
Understand. But I could never go to a thrift store.
I'm with you.
I couldn't do it. I'm not that kind of person. I couldn't do it. I'd be wondering, no.
Because I just want to know where it came from.
Yes. So anyway, this guy, obviously, he has no problem buying a used sofa. So he goes, he gets the sofa home. And stuffed in the sofa he finds when he gets it home, I imagine to give it a thorough cleaning, he finds $43,000 in cash.
Yeah, boy.
Just in the cushion. Zipped up in the cushion, $43,000.
Now, he considered keeping the money to pay off $10,000 that he owes on his house and put the rest away for his retirement. But he ultimately ended up not doing that and deciding to return the money.
Oh, no.
He even went so far as to talk to a lawyer about it. And the lawyer said, this money is yours. Legally, it's yours now.
Yes.
You bought the couch. It was in the couch. It is yours. And he said he didn't feel right. So he goes through all of this to go back to the thrift store, find the original owner. And here, the original owner, it was this woman named Kim. It was her grandfather's couch. And he passed away last year. So she donated the couch. Didn't even know this money was in there.
Had no idea that he'd done that.
Yeah.
So now then there are two places to check when you have elderly relatives to die. You check the family Bible, because that's where they stuffed everything. Stuffed money in the family Bible, all kinds of valuables and keepsakes in there.
I like, when they cut the pages out and put guns in there.
No, this is not what I had. I just know what you're saying.
It's a good hiding place.
If I were going to do that, I'd choose another kind of book. But they stuff money in it and all this other kind of stuff. And secondly, check the inside of the sofa cushions to see if they've stuffed cash in there.
You know what? When I die, my grandkids are going to get a gift card to Cheesecake Factory.
They're going to get
with
the balance.
$2 left on
$2.
The balance of his student loans.
Yeah, surprise.
Here, guys.
I've only been paying interest for all these years.
Now you get the pleasure of continuing it for me.
You get the principal, baby.
Noggin Boots, there's Luke Bryan. You know, he uses a phrase in there that people who move here from other parts of the country, what are they talking about? He goes,
Noggin Boots?
No, lights need cutting.
Ah,
cut on the lights. Cut off the lights. Cut off that mower.
Understandable. I understand what's happening.
People go, no, what are you talking about? Had you ever heard that before you came to the South? Cut on the lights.
Yes.
You had heard
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, so a lot of people just, they don't know what you're talking about. All right, 6:41 now. Listen carefully to the following sounds.
What does that mean?
All right, there's that howl and there's that drone. It's very exciting. I know you're stimulated now by the fact that you could possibly win something here.
I would like to know how, you know, when we're out at events, people just sign up for things and go, what did I sign up for? I'm like, you just put your name, email, birthday.
Yeah, what? Yeah, exactly.
How many people hear that and they're like, time to call. Win, win, win.
Yeah.
They haven't know what it is yet. What is it, Dale?
All right. We're getting you qualified to win the mega ticket. And how we're doing that is with the running of the balls. We're going to take 10 callers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of you will receive a number that will go on a corresponding ping pong ball.
Okay.
Then Friday morning, we'll take all these ping pong balls and we will dump them down a set of steps at the Greensboro Coliseum, where you will be able to see a show. And the first ball to get to the bottom of the stairs is the winner.
Now, the key is that Chase is also going to run down the stairs the same time we dump the ball. So we really need him to be as fast as the very first ball that makes it down.
We thought about numbering his various body parts and rolling him down the stairs.
It's possible. We can do that.
See which place bruises the first.
Start calling now, 680-WOLF.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 650, that makes it good news story time.
So this is really cool. So more and more nursing homes are using music therapy with dementia patients. It's pretty incredible how some of them respond to the music. There's actually a documentary about it called Alive Inside. So over in the UK, a woman, 83 years old, Margaret Mackey, she suffers from dementia. She lives in a nursing home in Scotland. She just got a hit single, number 7 on the charts.
Ooh.
She was singing a duet at their annual Christmas party. It was she covered Frank Sinatra, the song My Way. They recorded it, posted to iTunes. It's number 7 24 hours later.
Our trouble beached and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it by.
Yeah. It's actually available on iTunes. You can buy it for $1. You can search My Way by Margaret Mackey. All the proceeds are being split between two charities, the Alzheimer's Society and Dementia UK.
Wow.
Nice.
I wish I had some sort of talent in general. Singing.
We do too.
Talking. Being funny.
Thanks.
Dale knows everything!
On the Wolf, who's this?
This is Madison.
Madison! We're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is, okay, Madison?
Okay.
A lot of pressure on you this morning, girl. All right. Dale, why are bananas curved?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, a lot of people think bananas grow on trees. There is no banana tree. They don't grow on trees. But they grow lower to the ground. So they're growing lower to the ground because they're sitting on something and they grow up like that. It's because something's supporting them in the center.
Madison, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he absolutely does not.
Wow.
Bananas are curved because they fight gravity to grow towards the sun.
I did not know that.
You learn something every day here on this program.
Madison, did you know that?
I'm sorry?
Did you know that that was the answer?
No, it was a guess.
All right. Well, congratulations. Picking up tickets to go to Wake Forest. Also, getting qualified for the mega ticket as well.
Okay, thank you.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up of the Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Every time I hear the music on that, right at the very beginning of it, reminds me of the music that used to be in the TV show Justified, which is one of the best TV shows ever. If you've never seen the movie, the show Justified, you need to see it.
Is that on Netflix now?
It is not on Netflix now. If it was, I'd be watching it nonstop, but it's probably on one of those services that I don't have, because really Netflix and Disney Plus are the only ones that I have right now. So, 7:33, most unprofessional thing you've ever done at work. Over to you, Chase. Go ahead, fess up.
At one of my old jobs, I guess it's unprofessional. I was looking for another job at my job.
Yes, and then you use their printer to print the resignation letter?
And the resume.
Right. On the good paper.
On the good. And when they asked, like, what you're doing, I'm just... nothing.
Is that not like, isn't your heart pounding as you hit print? You're like, I just got to get there before anybody, like you run, stand right next to it.
Mm-hmm. Clarify, this was an older job.
Running over
not
people.
Not today's.
Running over people trying to get to the printer.
Yeah. Move.
What are you in such a hurry for?
Move. I love paper.
All right, over to you, Amy. Now, careful.
Yeah. Probably most unprofessional thing, taking nudes in the bathroom and sending them out. Okay,
that's probably the most
sometimes I steal things like Post-it notes too, but
now that's
probably the nudes
that's
more than anything.
That's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think most workplaces go ahead and figure in a certain amount of Post-it note theft into their budget. People, you know, do that all the time.
For me, it's going back there and getting the Advil and Sudafed.
He just crushes it up on the desk.
He's back there making himself a little cocktail.
With his resume printing out on the printer.
That's why there's never any good paper. And there's never anything in the first aid kit.
We all have to pretend we don't know what he's doing.
And I'm just in the production room, eyes wide open, staring at the wall.
I can't feel anything. This Motrin's kicking in.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 7:37 now. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, and we're talking about the most unprofessional thing you have ever done at work.
Things that we hear. Some people had said they made cupcakes with X-Lax because they people kept stealing their lunch.
Don't steal my lunch.
Understandable. Went to the movies, then back out to the office to clock out.
I got a long lunch meeting.
Yeah. It's going to take a while.
The girl sitting next to me roasted a whole chicken at her desk.
How did she do that?
I don't know. She brought in the oven, mini oven, convection oven.
Jeez.
All right. Last two, packed all my 8 students up in a car to go see why my man wasn't answering the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Hold on. Hey, she guess she's a teacher.
Of some class, yes.
And she puts 8 kids in a vehicle.
To see why her man was not answering her
and
phone.
And this is why you should be a teacher, because nobody else would be able to do things like that. Yeah. They just count it as a field trip.
And last but not least, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
You saved the best for last?
Yes. All right. A customer told me he was allergic to chives, so I put chives in his quesadilla so he would send it back untouched and I could eat it. That's the best.
Now that I like. I have never, I've never done that for a living. I've never waited tables. You did, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you enjoy that job or not?
Absolutely not. I feel like it should be a requirement in order to get any job. You should have to spend 6 months to a year as a server at a restaurant, so you have a new appreciation for people because it is one of the worst jobs. People are so incredibly rude and just like oblivious to life.
Rude, inconsiderate, wrapped up in their own world. There's no one else around but them. No one else is being affected by anything except them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have 25 tables and you go, I need ranch. I need another drink. Every time you go back, they need something. You're like, I'm the only one here. Tell me what you need while I'm here at once.
Well,
let me ask you something. You mentioned something here that I've always been curious about.
Ranch?
Yes.
I knew it!
Is that a thing with servers that people ask for more ranch?
All the time.
Okay. I know people do it, but do servers make fun of that?
Yes.
They do.
And you can just tell certain tables when you walk in a group, you're like, I know this is, sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. Sometimes in life you'll be like, I shouldn't judge people, but most often you should.
There's some ranch. words of advice from Amy right there. You shouldn't judge, but sometimes you should.
As long as it's not Ken's Ranch.
He hates Ken's.
I cannot stand that. Cookout, get your game on. Come on.
You still get it, though.
Nah, yeah.
Go ahead and get it clearing out there.
Sorry.
Now it's just from sitting up.
Yeah sorry. Woo.
Between the microphone stand wrestling and the clearing of the throat.
And he makes fun of you for your dad noises.
Well, they make fun of me about a lot of things.
Like today, one that you're dressed like Paul Bunyan.
They're making fun of my shirt today and are asking me if I'm going out doing some lumberjacking.
I enjoy it.
You look like you're going to take the kids on a camping trip and post the pictures to tag Land's End in them.
So do you like the shirt or not?
I enjoy it.
I mean, I could take it or leave it.
She says
I don't
no.
not like it.
It means no.
I think if anybody could pull it off, it would be you.
It's just a flannel button down. It's just.
And it's not even a button down. It's a free collar, but it's just it's got red and black and right.
Yeah, you look like Chase.
You're making fun of me. Bothers me not. It doesn't. As I told you earlier, one of these days you guys will be the older people at the station. You will not be the youngest, hippest people, and they will make fun of you, and it will happen before you know it.
I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me because it makes me laugh.
Right, exactly. But sooner or later, it will not be funny anymore to you.
Did you see what Chase made?
Oh, you're going to show him now?
You didn't show him?
No, I didn't show him at all.
We're going to post this on our Instagram at 93.1 The Wolf.
That's good. I like it. I could do that kind of
work. I did that while she was getting all the phone calls for the...
He's turned me into the brawny man.
While I was doing real work. All right. Your boy over here
is making little pictures.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
680 Wolf's our number. What's up?
Hey, Chase needs to know that the cookout in Kernersville does Hidden Valley Ranch.
So did you hear that? The Kernersville location does Hidden Valley Ranch, not Ken's.
Okay, well, that's a step up. Ken's is disgusting.
It's disgusting, but I was pleasantly surprised last week when I got two Hidden Valley Ranches in my cookout bag.
Girl, you have changed my life.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
So what are you getting the ranch with? Chicken tenders, or what are you getting that with? What comes with the ranch?
Well, sometimes they put the ranch in the ranch chicken wrap.
And it's in the little wrap sandwich itself, and you don't like the flavor of the Ken's dressing.
Correct. Or right. You get the nuggets, and they come with the Ken's packs.
Huh.
Okay, I'm just...
It's hard to be you, buddy. It's
Why? Out of all the ranch types, you go with Ken's.
Ken's is actually considered a premium product.
It's not. It's garbage.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, a minute after 8 o'clock at the Triad. It's Nimrod News time. Are you guys ready to guess the state?
Ready.
All right, off we go to the land of law and order. Here's your headline. Guy tries to hide from cops underwater, but is caught when he comes up for air.
Okay, so it's near water.
Yeah.
You know, I will take a hint, though, please, Dale.
It's exactly where you think it'd be.
Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Yep, it is. So, if you've ever watched a movie, you know that if you're going to hide underwater, you're going to have a reed or a straw to breathe through. I mean,
sure.
It's hiding underwater 101, right?
Unless you're Jason Bourne.
Right, and you can hold your breath for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This guy was not prepared for either of those scenarios. He's 36 years old. His name is Daniel Booth, and he's from McElhaney, Florida. He was at his job at a solar power plant last week when the cops showed up to arrest him on a warrant for selling meth. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Caught with the meth lab deal. But Daniel decided to make a run for it. I mean, okay. He jumped out of the window of his workplace and ran toward a pond, which was nearby.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped in the pond to hide from the cops. So the cops just stood there and he came up for air and snatched him out.
A pond isn't even, because it's a lone body of water.
Like at some point, he'll have to crawl.
Yeah.
So in addition to the meth charges, he is up for those... when you flee the police. I mean, different places call it different things.
They should also start charging people for being stupid.
Yeah,
you should have to pay more if you're just a bad criminal.
Yeah. This guy's going to be convicted of gross stupidity, I'm sure.
I know, but now we have to pay his jail. That's our tax money. Three hots and a cot, and people out there hungry for no reason.
It's a state-run facility. It's the Florida tax money. Don't worry about it. Before we get to the five things, did you want to go ahead and do what you wanted to do?
I can.
Go ahead.
I think we need recorded proof.
Okay.
That's Chase eating an apple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can feel him getting healthier already.
Oh, right. Gosh, I'm sweating.
Right. Can we get some cheese on this?
Like, is there bacon that comes with this? I don't get it.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
All right, let me clear my throat now. We have to talk about this. Because it's made its way to America. It's called the Wuhan coronavirus. It's in the classification. Remember SARS made that outbreak in 2002 and 2003 in China?
Yes.
Well, there are hundreds of cases now reported in China, 9 deaths, and now the first recorded case in the United States.
Where?
In Washington State.
If I get this, I'm going to be so mad.
If anyone could possibly get this, it would be Amy.
Why? What is that? I'm like failure to launch, except for with it, like squirrels aren't biting me when I'm rock climbing. It's that I just catch every single sickness.
She's out for over a week with the mumps, and she comes back
the mumps.
And immediately gets a cold.
Let's not gloss over the 1959 disease I got here. The mumps.
Viruses look at you and go, incubation stage.
I don't know. They're like, look at all this. She's all doused up in vitamin C, elderberry, a multivitamin, probiotic, glucosamine, drinks a gallon of water, workout, I sleep 8 hours.
She thinks I can't get in there. Hold my beer. I'm in there.
I'm in.
Every man I went to college with. What? Number two?
Moving on.
She couldn't resist.
No, she could not. The coldest air of the season is upon us here in North Carolina, and that also means in Florida, temps down there in Miami are in the 40s, which for Miami is cold.
Yeah, here in Orlando, they were closing down the water attractions because it was too cold. You know, both Disney and Universal closed their water attraction because it was too cold to have them open.
They're all going to swim back to Cuba.
Nah, two for two. Yep. She's on a roll. But anyway, it's about 10 to 15 degrees below normal, and the National Weather Service out of Miami has officially released a statement, said this isn't something we usually forecast, but don't be surprised if you see iguanas falling from trees tonight.
Aww.
As lows drop into the 30s and 40s.
They're just like, let's end it.
Well, it puts them in sort of a dormant state.
It does.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't kill them. Oh, okay. It just makes them like, oh, I can't move. I'm going to go to sleep.
That's me.
And just kind of fall over.
Isn't that what you want to do, though? You're talking about, like, it's so cold. You're like, let's just go home and nap.
Yeah. Yeah. So
where's my blankie?
There is proof of them. People are taking pictures of falling on Santa trees. I know. I shouldn't laugh at that. But so, Delish Magazine says that KFC restaurants in South Korea are selling chicken sandwiches topped with fried cream cheese balls and a spicy sauce.
That sounds terrible. Ugh.
That sounds awesome.
A fried cream cheese ball?
Terrible.
Yes.
Sounds awful.
Sounds great.
The only thing that could have made that sound any worse is if it was followed with a light cream sauce. That's the only thing that could have made that worse. That
sounds duck terrible. Sauce.
Sounds terrible.
No. Today is National Southern Food Day.
Oh, that's a great thing to celebrate.
Favorite Southern food?
Oh, that's too hard, Chase. You have to admit, that's a very difficult question.
Would you say fried pickles?
No, I might say fried chicken, and I think that would probably be the first thing that would come to a lot of people's minds because, let's face it, we in the South perfected fried chicken. There is no better fried chicken in the world than what you get down here. But I mean, there's so many Southern foods that are so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough question.
You think about that. We'll ask ourselves at the end of the show.
Okay? Alright, we'll cook on that.
And last that's a good one. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. There have been 54 different animals in the original brand of animal crackers since 1902. The most recent addition in 2002 was... Anybody want to take a guess?
Koalas.
She ruined it for you, didn't she?
She did. It's koalas.
Yeah, it's koalas. Now that that's ruined, let's move on.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
things you need...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Take 37. Did you wait until you got married to do the deed? I think it's more common, you know, when people get married young... But, I mean, so many people are waiting later in their life to get married now, which I think is a good thing.
I do think it's a good thing to wait to get married. Yeah. I don't think it's a good thing to wait until you get married.
I understand exactly what you're saying. But you also understood what I was saying when I said that. So Tim Tebow, maybe you've seen some of the pictures over the weekend on your social media feed. He married his girlfriend, been dating for a long time. He's 32. She's 24.
And of course, he tells People Magazine, this is what he said. I've been looking forward to three things. The first moment I see her in her wedding dress, the first kiss, and the first dance together as man and wife. It's such a special night.
Aww.
Okay.
Like, you're telling me 32 years.
Right. So two things. It's a special night, granted. Give you that. But later on, I think, is what you may be looking forward to, Tim. I don't know.
Going to bed, because that's what I was ready for.
It's an exhausting day, isn't it?
He's been very vocal about his beliefs and what he chooses to believe, which is fine.
Yeah.
She's 24. I don't know if she's on this. I imagine that he would marry a woman who's of the same belief system of him. Because when you believe so strongly in certain things, especially when it comes to religion.
Yeah, you've got to be on the same page.
You've
got to
be on the same page.
Yeah.
But could you imagine waiting for the guy who works for the Mets minor league? Not going to happen.
Yeah,
I'll wait for who won the World Series last year.
I need to see the championship ring.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know,
I'll wait for a third string on an active team. But if you're a backup of the minor league
or on the practice squad,
not happening, bro.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Tim Tebow gets thrown a hard time a lot. You know. And hammered on for, you know, sometimes some no good reasons. Because I've met him before. He's a very nice person. He hosted an event at my kid's school, and I think he was a very nice guy. I think he really is a genuinely good person. But I was just curious about, you know, later in life like that anymore. It's hard to find. And again, I do think it's good that people are waiting. I see these kids get married when they're 18, 19 years old, and I'm like, guys, please, you know, give yourself some time. Wait, grow up a little bit. Get some life experience behind you.
Absolutely. It makes me to think. I have a friend who, she was 15, he was 18. He joined the Army. They got married. And she was pregnant down in Fort Bragg here in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
She's at Fort Bragg. We went down to visit her on spring break, and we took a walk after dinner. It's her, my friend, and I. And the military police stopped us, like, we have a curfew here. And she's like, I'm a military wife. I'm not a child on base. And I was like, well, technically, you're both. Yes.
Yeah. How old is she now?
She's my age, so she'd be 30, 34, 35. She's got the kid's like 17.
So they're still together?
No.
They're not?
Of course not. You know the story. He goes away to war.
Yeah.
And that was the end of
and
that.
That's it.
Yeah. And at a young age. But I mean, that's extremely young. You can't expect that to last and all. You know, it's no surprises there. But could you imagine?
No.
Have a 17-year-old, like Chase, having it be a 13-year-old?
No, I can't imagine that at all. But again, Chase, who, how old are you now, Chase?
28.
You're 28. How old's your wife?
She is 29.
Okay. Ooh, so, you like an older woman.
Yeah, right. Yes, I do.
So none of this changes what I believe your track to be.
House, here we go.
House by the end of spring, pregnant by the holidays this year. All right. That's just what's going to happen.
I'd be like, listen, we can't do anything until I pay these student loans off, so never.
Well, according to repayment plan, we got another 15 years.
But Amy, do you agree or not agree with me on this track?
Absolutely.
She agrees with me, too. We know what we're talking about.
You already called because they've been on Zillow doing their house hunting things.
Yeah, and I called this last year before you were ever married. So, hey.
Whatever. Wait. I can change your baby plan pretty quick, I'll be honest with you.
I know you. All right. That's it for the Wake Up the Wolf Show.
What?
I'm going to get out of here because Clay J.D. Waters coming in next.
Well, now what am I supposed to do with the rest of the day?
He's going to come in with more money in the Instagram. Tomorrow we'll come back with some final chances for you to get the mega ticket.
Yeah, buddy.
And then Friday, we'll go roll those balls down the stairs and see who comes down first. And that person's going to win that mega ticket.
I asked you to think about this by the end of the show. It's National Southern Food Day. Dale, favorite Southern food? You never answered.
It's got to be fried chicken. Okay. That's my final answer on that. Yeah,
I agree.
One of my favorite meals. I also like potato salad with that fried chicken. It's delicious.
Yes.
What about you?
It's fried chicken.
Yeah.
You. Bojangles.
What about, banana puddings on that one,
banana
too.
Biscuits, a good biscuit.
Yeah.
Cornbread, is that Southern?
All right, I'm hungry. I need to leave.
All right, every day we leave, we say this, Lippy's gone dongzilla, and somebody was asking me, what is it, where did we get that? Well, it's just a made-up phrase.
It means nothing.
It's just like when people have all these weird phrases, you're with people, and they're going, what do they mean? Especially when you're younger people and they say things, you just make up things so that people will go along with you. Like when you're at a party, and it's not going very well, you go, this Lippy's gone dongzilla. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Absolutely nothing. So, with that in mind, this Lippy's gone dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, buddy.
Have yourself a fantastic Wednesday, okay?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.